Ashley and I just returned from Ireland this past week, where we saw beautiful scenery, drank good beer, heard great music, survived driving on the wrong side of the road, understood most of what was said to us, and almost nothing of what they said to each other. In rural Ireland, some farms have sheepdog demos. To drive by, see the homemade sign, Sheepdog Demo, 3 p.m., in which a local shepherd demonstrates how he and his border collies herd the sheep. They are astonishing, I mean, absolutely astonishing. By the shepherd's whistled commands, the exact dog, and the good shepherd can work with as many as four at once, by the shepherd's whistled commands, the exact dog knows exactly when to sit or when to stand, when to move the flock to the right or to the left, when to bring them closer or when to drive them further up the range. And with some pointing, the dogs can even separate males from females. It was truly astonishing and beautiful to see this centuries-old craft still being practiced, and to such a degree. I hope that when we came home to our dog lounging on the sofa, he didn't detect my twinge of disappointment. And I want to get back to sheepdogs in just a minute, but first, today's challenging gospel lesson from the Gospel of Luke. Though Mark is the gospel most often associated with a fast pace, immediately they left their nets and followed. At once, his fame began to spread. Though Mark, with his regular immediately's and at once's, is the gospel most often associated with a fast pace, Luke, too, beginning in the middle chapters, moves at a rapid pace. Though Luke begins in a measured way with his leisurely infancy narrative, genealogy, by giving the full text of Psalms like Mary's Magnificat or Simeon's Nunc Dimittis. By chapter 12, from which today's lesson was taken, Luke's gospel is moving at a fast clip. Here, Jesus dashes off the parable. There, he tells off the Pharisees. Here, Jesus comforts. There, he admonishes. Here, he heals. There, he warns. The Jesus in these middle chapters of Luke is a Jesus on the move and with a purpose. And he takes no prisoners. The choice is either to be with him or against him, to follow or to be left behind, to repent or to perish. It could be that Luke, the master storyteller, picks up the pace in order to mimic Jesus himself as in these chapters he journeys to Jerusalem. It could be that Luke is trying by a quickened pace to build tension, to prepare us for the crucifixion. Or maybe Luke picks up the pace in order to foreshadow his action-packed, never-a-dull-moment sequel, the Acts of the Apostles. Whatever the reason, Luke's writing in these middle chapters is urgent, his style breathless, and the effect of the reader is not unlike being on a river whose previously calm flow has turned to whitewater rapids. Today's lesson in chapter 12 is part of this new quickened pace. And it's not just Luke's pace, but his content that begins to unsettle. I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. Father against son, mother against daughter, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law. I wonder if Luke, in these chapters, writes the way he does, with such urgency, and with breathlessness, and with unsettling content. Because, and here we return to sheepdogs, I wonder if Luke in these chapters writes the way he does because, like sheepdogs gathering the flock, nudging and funneling them through the gate, Luke in these middle chapters is gradually gathering, nudging, and funneling us, his readers, gradually shepherding us toward a choice point, that of, are you going to follow Jesus? One of the questions asked of the shepherd during the sheepdog demo was, why do the sheep run from the dogs? They look kind of alike. They're not big. Because to the sheep, the shepherd said, the dog with its long muzzle and its eyes set in front of his face looks like a predator. So even though the dogs had never hurt them, even so, the sheep still run from them. Though we might be inclined to run from them, I have a hunch that Jesus' words in today's gospel, though difficult, are actually healthy words. Though Luke often uses easy words to shepherd us, his readers, sometimes he uses challenging words, but all for the purpose of nudging us to a place that is good, healthy, and life-giving. A place that we might not naturally go, and for which we might need some additional nudging. So maybe the difficult words in today's gospel lesson, as in the story of Zacchaeus, these hard-to-hear words tell us that following Jesus involves giving things up and making a complete about-face in our life. Or maybe, like Luke's parable of the Good Samaritan, these words tell us that following Jesus involves extreme generosity and engaging with others beyond where we are comfortable. Or maybe, like his story of the prodigal son, these words tell us that choosing Jesus involves recognizing how far we have fallen and how much we stand in need of returning home. In Luke's stories, in these difficult words from today's gospel lesson, but throughout Luke's gospel, Luke shepherds us to one point. Will you choose to follow Jesus? As we consider Jesus' words, Luke's shepherding, and our choosing, I will leave us with a question. What do you want? What we want are desires. And one of the ways God speaks to us, to get in touch with what we really want, what deep down in our hearts we really and truly want, is a way of opening ourselves to the Spirit's shepherding, to hearing those whistles, those beckons. And if you're not sure what you really want, why not ask Jesus to show you? Jesus is the one who gave us our desires after all. Why not ask him to show you? The place our shepherd invites us to go is the most life-giving, joy-filled, satisfying place that our souls could desire. Why not ask God this week to show you what you desire? And maybe ask God the grace to allow yourself to be shepherded.